Is the kingdom of God in the hearts of men? Is it comprised of all Christian denominations? Traditional Christianity offers numerous definitions for the kingdom of God. Learn about the message Jesus Christ preached on earth, a message about the coming kingdom. Understand its plan, purpose, and potential, and see what the kingdom of God really is. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Just what is the kingdom of God? It's an unsolved mystery in this world, and that includes this world's churches and theologians and Bible scholars. Christ came to this earth with a message, and that message was the kingdom of God. It was the kingdom of God, and of course, his message was the gospel, or the good news of the coming kingdom of God. And the churches also disagree on what the gospel is. That too is a mystery. If you look at the kingdom of God that Christ preached, you'll see that there are a few people that talk and preach about that message. And why is that? And they have all kinds of definitions of what the kingdom of God is. What is it? Well, one prominent evangelist said it's not for us today. Others have said it's a gospel of salvation, a gospel of grace, or a gospel about Christ, a social gospel, or a religious science, or it's about their particular denomination, or they say the kingdom of God is all the Christian denominations. But is that true? Can you prove anything like that? You can't from the Bible. The one televangelist also said the kingdom of God is within you, and used Luke 17, verse 21 to prove it, quote unquote, because the original Greek and several translations know that that's a mistranslation. It should read, in the midst of you. In other words, Jesus Christ was there, and he is the king of the kingdom of God. And that king and kingdom are often used interchangeably. So the king was in their midst, the king of the kingdom, the king that is going to rule, the kingdom that's going to rule over this earth and the whole universe. Now, if you think about this for a little while and just imagine that all of those examples of what people say the kingdom is, they're all wrong. Every one of them are wrong, and yet this is about people's salvation. How can they be a member of God's kingdom if they don't even know what it is? So it is a serious subject, and this is the last mystery of Herbert Armstrong's book, Mystery of the Ages, and I want to discuss that mystery of the kingdom today. Notice Mark 1 in verse 14. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the gospel. Now, again, it is necessary to believe the gospel to be saved. And here is Jesus Christ coming and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Well, what is that? What is that? I mean, really, he went everywhere preaching the kingdom of God. Even after he was resurrected from the dead, he went back to his own disciples and preached the kingdom of God, and you can read that in Acts 1 and verse 3. And that was after he was resurrected from the dead. How important is this message to us today? Christ really wanted his disciples to understand this message. How important it was. If you look at Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, Paul said, it's a double curse on a man or on even an angel that would dare preach any other gospel. That is, any other gospel in the kingdom of God. A double curse. Now, I mean, really, we can't take this lightly when you're talking about something like that. And just listening to what the Bible says about these scriptures and the kingdom of God, the gospel is the kingdom of God. And yet, how many people know that? How many people understand that? Last time I talked to you about the mystery of the church, and that's the purpose of the church is to prepare the called out ones to teach and rule in the kingdom of God. They're going to teach and rule in the kingdom of God. And they're going to, in the millennium, they're going to teach people and rule over them. Now, you have to go back in history and realize that the gospel was preached over 1900 years ago, but it was suppressed. And then there came on the scene a counterfeit of that gospel. The prophet Daniel really, really understood what the kingdom of God is. And that book is only for this end time. Daniel 12, verses 4 and 9 tell you that. And he talked about the gospel repeatedly. And let's look at some of what he had to say. Daniel was in the Judean captivity of 585 BC when Judah was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonians. But then when Daniel was taken captive, he certainly served the king in any way that he could. But the king had a dream. And he called for his magicians and his astrologers and said, "All right, I want you to tell me what I dreamed and what it means." And they couldn't do that. But then they called Daniel, who was a prophet, and they called him on the scene and asked him. And he said, well, I'll just read it in Daniel 2 and verse 28. "There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. It was for our time today. There was a prophecy there for our time today." And Daniel was letting Nebuchadnezzar know that there is a God in heaven and he revealed secrets and nobody else. Nobody else can reveal God's word or interpret God's word. You have to let the Bible interpret itself. You have to let God interpret the Bible. But how many people understand that? How many? Just think about this ruling personage that Daniel is talking about. He's not only going to rule this world or this earth, he already does, but he's also going to rule the universe and already does. He's always going to rule the universe and he's always ruled this earth, but people don't know it. And I mean by rule, I mean he is orchestrating things to work out his plan. God is in rules his universe. And he's letting man learn some lessons the hard way. But that's according to his master plan. So this is big news. Now God allows man to gives him leeway to sin and transgress his law and all of that. But that doesn't mean that God isn't ruling over all and shaping and molding things to fulfill his plan and bring about and usher in his kingdom to this world. Now, just think about when he returns. That's going to be the most colossal event ever on this earth, and he's going to establish his kingdom, the kingdom of God. And all those who are called out before that second coming that he has worked with, his prophets and the New Testament churches and all that, they will be born into that kingdom when he returns and will help him rule over the world and over the people of the earth, which is not the kingdom. The kingdom are the people that rule over the earth. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50, flesh and blood can't even inherit it. We have to be immortal. We have to be spirit beings to be in the kingdom of God. We have to be born into that family of God. Daniel 2 tells us about this vast statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw, and he didn't understand it. And so Daniel began to explain to him, well, that he was that head of fine gold, and then there was the breast and the arms and of silver, the belly and the thighs of brass, and the legs of solid iron, with the other three world-ruling empires. There's only been four of them in this world, that is, world-ruling empires. But then a strange thing happened. Then in his vision, there was this supernatural stone that came on the scene and smashed all of those empires, smashed everything, and established the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is a kingdom that rules just like Nebuchadnezzar had a kingdom, an empire, or we had the Roman Empire, that Roman kingdom, the Persian kingdom, and Alexander the Great's kingdom. And then comes the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, that is the gospel. That is the good news. It's about a literal, specific kingdom on this earth that's going to rule this earth and already rules this universe, but is going to rule it in a total way very shortly. God has allowed rebellion of the angels and of men to teach them lessons, to help them learn and grow if they would choose to do so. But you see, again, this was a dream that was caused by God, not an ordinary dream. And what he wanted to do is this. This is the dream, said Daniel, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. He was going to reveal to him the true gospel. The gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. That's what he was going to reveal to him. And only God can do that. And verse 37 of Daniel 2 has this to say, "You, O king, are a king of kings." See, he was the first real world-ruling power or empire. So people today, well, when they think about the gospel or think about the kingdom of God, they don't think about one supreme ruler ruling over the earth and the universe. And yet that's what it's all about. That is what the kingdom is not comprised of flesh and blood. It's comprised of spirit beings, and we'll only be born into that family and be immortal if we do what Christ tells us to and lets Him direct our lives. That's what it takes. Now there's going to be a lot of people who never did understand this kingdom of God, and they're going to be resurrected. God's going to give everybody a chance to learn about His kingdom of God. Because this world is deceived and the kingdom of God is a mystery. And how can you be a part of the kingdom of God or a part of the gospel of the kingdom of God if you don't know what it is, if it's a mystery to you? Well, how can you possibly be saved? I'm not exaggerating anything here. I'm just telling you very simply what the Bible says. You can read it for yourself. That's why I give you these scriptures. You need to read these scriptures and think about them, because it has everything to do with your future and mine, everybody's. But look, when you talk about kingdoms, or that it's a government that rules over people and soon rule over spirit beings, but it's not some ethereal sentiment in your mind or something that is within you. It isn't that at all. This is a real kingdom, a literal kingdom that is going to rule everything in the earth and in the universe. And in essence, already does. God is in control of everything, but He's let Satan rule this world so that we can all learn the wrong way to do things if we choose to do so. It's not God's choice, but He lets us have that choice. He said, choose. Don't choose death, choose life. He's trying to get us to choose life, but men keep choosing death. So God is teaching us the hard way what the kingdom of God is all about. I mean, it's very literal. It's very specific. Notice verse 44. Now listen to this one. Verse 44, this is critical. And later, you ought to get your Bible and read it yourself. It's in plain language. Anybody can understand it. Here's what it says. And in the days of these kings, it is here, we're speaking to about the 10 toes, part of the iron and part of brittle clay. This is all for the latter days. This, by connecting the prophecy with Daniel 7 and Revelation 13 and 17, is referring to the new United States of Europe that is now forming out of the European Union. It's ready to burst on the world scene, and it's going to have 10 kings or 10 kingdoms that's going to be united, and it's going to be a superpower in almost no time, and it's going to shock and stun this world, and it's going to start World War III. So says your Bible, and we have proven that for well over 70 years. But it says, in the days of these kings, mind you, it's right there forming before your eyes, and the Bible says in the days of these kings, Jesus Christ is going to return and smash them and set up the kingdom of God that's going to rule this earth and the universe forever, and there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, no more curses. Is that good news? Is that a gospel of good news? The gospel means good news. Is that good news? Jesus Christ came preaching that everywhere. He preached about the kingdom of God. This kingdom of God is coming, and the kingdoms of this world are about to end. Did you know that this world has been sentenced to 6,000 years of being cut off from God because Adam turned away from God and was put out of the Garden of Eden and cut off? And the whole world has followed in his footsteps and been cut off as well. But there's a seventh 1,000-year period where Jesus Christ is going to take over and rule the earth with a rod of iron, and it's going to bring this people, everybody will have an open mind and be able to receive the Spirit of God and get to enter into the family of God, and most of them will. But God isn't going to force it on anybody. Let me just read something to you here. Just a quote from Mystery of the Ages. Now here we have described four universal world empires, only four that ever existed. So, and it's all about the Babylonian mystery religion. The kingdom of God, when it's set up, it's never going to be destroyed, it says. Never, ever be destroyed. The kingdom of God is going to consume all these other kingdoms. Notice Revelation 11 and verse 15. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. That means He's going to rule with His government and His law forever and ever. And that's when this beautiful world tomorrow is going to be ushered in. The kingdom of God is a government that rules over the nations of the world. That's what the kingdom is all about. That's the good news that Christ was talking about. He's the king over that kingdom. He came and qualified to kick Satan off his throne, and he's about to do that after he's developed some people that will be his helpmeet, his bride, and help him teach and rule over the entire world in the millennium. Now, that's that 1,000-year period. And Pilate asked Jesus Christ about, well, are you a king? And he said, well, yes, to this end was I born. I was born to be a king. But a king over what? King over nations. A king that rules every nation and everybody if they're going to enter into God's family. What a beautiful plan that is. But it's not some ethereal idea in the mind of a man. It's a real, specific, literal kingdom, just like Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. Only ruled by God, just like Alexander's kingdom, only ruled by God. That's the difference. I mean, the sad part of this is millions of people have never even really heard anything that much, or if anything at all, about Christ's second coming, His second coming to this earth, and ruling this earth with a rod of iron. They've never heard that. Can you imagine? The Bible is just filled with those scriptures, and yet millions don't even hear it in churches. Now, that is amazing. That's truly amazing. Jesus Christ is going to be the supreme ruler over the people in the millennium under His Father. Notice this. I'll just read it to you from the Mystery of the Ages. The kingdom of God will rule over the peoples and nations of the earth. Now listen to this. Yet these mortal peoples and nations will not be the kingdom, not even in the kingdom of God. They shall be merely ruled over by it. Those who have been changed to spirit beings because they followed Christ before the second coming. And they are His bride. But again, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Well, it goes on to say, tell us about that super government. And Mr. Armstrong mentions how the churches omit these marvelous scriptures. But it also goes on to talk about Christ ruling, He's going to return, and His feet is going to be on the Mount of Olives, and He's going to save the world from destroying itself. Everybody that's been obedient to Him, like the prophets and those in the New Testament, the churches that were loyal to Him, are going to become immortal. What we need to see is Satan has led this world astray for 6,000 years, but I want to read to you what's about to come in this new civilization, this kingdom of God, this gospel, of gospel message. That's what it is. Notice how this world is about to become, what it's about to be. Isaiah 2 verses 2 and 4 and Micah 4 verses 1 and 3. There, Mr. Armstrong combined these scriptures here, and here's what it says. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. That's government. That's what the mountains mean. And shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, all nations. And many people shall go and say, come you, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law. That's the law that most churches tell you has been done away with. Amazing truth. The conclusion says, and the word of the Eternal from Jerusalem, and He shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That's written on the United Nations building, but nobody really understands it. It's about the kingdom of God ruling the earth. And they don't know what it means. But they do want peace. They don't want to enter into nuclear war and all of that, but they won't let God guide them. That's the problem. Well, it goes on to talk about God ruling outer space, and I'll just read you a little from Romans where it talks about the creation. Paul says this in Romans 8, 19 through 23, those verses. And he says, for the creation, all the suns, planets, stars, moons, was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of Him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage of decay. The universe is in a state of decay because of Satan's rebellion. I talked about that in an earlier program. Now the universe is groaning in travail. It's a dead universe out there. God's going to bring it to life. And because Satan has made it into a decayed state when he rebelled against God. But this universe, it says there, is just waiting for the birth of sons. Those sons that are going to be born into the kingdom of God at the time of Christ's coming and will help Christ remove all that decay and make that universe beautiful and thrilling and everybody there happy and joyful. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury Goodbye, friends.
Is the kingdom of God in the hearts of men? Is it comprised of all Christian denominations? Traditional Christianity offers numerous definitions for the kingdom of God. Learn about the message Jesus Christ preached on earth, a message about the coming kingdom. Understand its plan, purpose, and potential, and see what the kingdom of God really is. The kingdom of God is man's only hope. The advance good news of the wonderful world tomorrow is as sure as the rising of the sun tomorrow morning. Request Herbert W. Armstrong's free book, The Wonderful World Tomorrow. What will it be like? To understand how the world will change after the return of Jesus Christ. God's kingdom is a literal and specific government. Your Bible guarantees it will be established on earth in the near future. Discover why human beings can't solve our problems. After Christ returns, mankind will be forced to be happy, to enjoy world peace, and to reap universal abundance. The kingdom of God will mark the end of the dark age of man and the beginning of a glorious eternal future under God. Read The Wonderful World Tomorrow. What will it be like? To find out how this spectacular miracle will occur. Jesus Christ preached a powerful message while on earth. Request your free copy of the reprint article, What is the True Gospel? To prove what Christ taught about the coming kingdom of God. Traditional Christianity today teaches a false gospel about Christ instead of focusing on Christ's message. Learn how the true gospel will have an effect on every human being who has ever lived. You will also receive a DVD of all 7 Key of David programs in the Mystery of the Ages series. Discover the answers to life's most important questions about God, angels, and evil spirits, man, civilization, Israel, the church, and the kingdom of God. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Wonderful World Tomorrow. What will it be like? What is the true gospel? And your own Key of David DVD about Mystery of the Ages. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.